From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan, private companies employ roughly 26,000 private security guards. And today, Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced through his spokesman that he wants them out, all of them. In a forthcoming decree, Karzai intends to give the companies 4 months to close up shop. The announcement left foreign embassies as well as U.S. forces scrambling for clarification from the president, whose relationship with his Western allies may be hitting yet another rough patch. NPR's Kabul bureau chief, Quill Lawrence, joins us now. Welcome, Quill.
Thanks, Robert.
And first, we should note that NPR actually employs private security contractors in Afghanistan, but 26,000, what are they all doing there?
Well, throughout Afghanistan and the Iraq occupation, there have been sometimes even more contractors than U.S. soldiers on the ground. Some of them are cooks and truck drivers, but some, like the 26,000 or so you mentioned, are guarding embassies here in Afghanistan and military bases, providing security for convoys. They're even protecting U.S. diplomats sometimes, and sometimes even protecting U.S. soldiers. Some of them are from Uganda, some are from Nepal, some are Americans working with American companies, usually ex-military. And the U.S. line is that they're needed here because Afghanistan doesn't have enough capable police and army yet to carry out all those same functions.
And what do we know about President Karzai's intention to send them packing?
Well, he had hinted at it last week, incidentally, on the same day that two suicide bombers hit a private security firm here in central Kabul, killing two people. But this deadline of 4 months announced by his spokesman today seems to have taken everyone by surprise, and the diplomats have been making quite, diplomatic remarks about it, proving the sentiment that Afghanistan should be taking over its own security, but looking forward to working out the details with the president. Read that to say that they think the deadline is unworkable, and hopefully they can push it to a much later date.
Well, if in fact there were no private security contractors in Afghanistan, who would do the jobs that those 26,000 people are now doing?
Well, that's an excellent question. It's notable that both Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama were denouncing the wasteful spending on these private soldiers before they got into office, and they had hinted that they would try and ramp this down. They've talked about the wasteful spending, that they want to look into this and even set up a task force here in Afghanistan to supervise and oversee how money is spent on private security. But at the same time, as both of them got into office, they haven't been able to kick the habit. They haven't been able to find a way to work without these private soldiers.
So why then is President Karzai so eager to get rid of these private security guards, some of whom, I gather, actually protect his own government and his own family?
Well, it's a question of populism, really. The private security guards here in Kabul have been unpopular for years and years. There's a lot of resentment at seeing these private soldiers with their wraparound sunglasses and their poorly concealed flak jackets under their shirts, driving around like they own the city, closing down streets sometimes. And about 2 weeks ago, an SUV full of private security guards barreled out of the embassy gate into Kabul traffic and crushed a civilian car, killing six people. It caused a riot. President Karzai has been bucking against this, and it also seems to be some indication of his current relationship with the United States. Because despite the fact that General David Petraeus says he's meeting with Karzai now once a day, there have been many areas of friction, and the stormy relations that Karzai had with the U.S. in the past might be returning. There was something of a honeymoon after the Kabul Donors Conference last month, but since that we've seen Karzai putting pressure on these private security guards. We've seen him putting a lot of pressure on what the U.S. sees as its most effective anti-corruption tool here in Kabul, and we've seen him backpedaling on some commitments about women's issues. So if there was a honeymoon after the Kabul conference, it might be at an end.
That's NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, Quill.
Thanks, Robert.